We're just passing the puck back and forth, and on two different occasions, you know, with not a lot of pressure, we just couldn't even make the pass. And that's not systems. That's not – it is what it is. It's just – we just didn't have that, you know, like I said, that offensive mindset or creativity, you know, and you need that. And then you can go and run your system. So, yeah, we're going to make some personnel changes. We're just – you have to keep adapting because so many people now – obviously have videotape and watch your power play, so it's important that you have to have a couple different setups for both units. But it's something we have to work on. We didn't work on practice much. I think it's going to get more attention when we have a good week, especially the second half of the year. But you're right, we had a couple opportunities on Friday night in a one goal hockey game. We had a couple power plays to take advantage, and we had a couple good looks, but we didn't finish. And that's, I think, I was most disappointed in that aspect of our game this weekend is our power play.
Next question. Tyler Hannanen is working hard out there, but he doesn't seem to be getting the bounces. Can you talk a little bit about Tyler Hannanen's play in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, he's frustrated, and you can just see it and tell. And it's almost like he's trying to do too much at times. You know, he cares so much about the team, and he wants to have his best season his senior year. And I'd mentioned that, you know, he's just starting to get back into shape. He had a major surgery this summer, and he missed a significant amount of time just even training. And you just all of a sudden, start the ice and boom, get on the ice and expect to be where everybody else is. And he's just starting to get there now, and I think he's got to understand that and realize that he's going to have a good second half, and that's where he has to take off. And not that he can't finish on a high note here at Bowling Green, but you can just see that he's just not where he was when he ended the year. But you have a major surgery like that, it's going to take you some time, and I still think he's taking time. And we weren't even sure he's going to be ready for Duluth the very first weekend, so he was fortunate to get back for that. But it's going to take him, like I said, it's taking him some time, and he's got to just relax and play within the team game and not try to do too much and let things to come to him. He's getting some great chances. He hit the post again on Friday night, but he's getting some real good looks. But having said that, you can tell he's getting a little frustrated. So he's just got to remain positive, keep playing hard, and let the game come to him a little bit and trying to force things too much.
Can you talk more about the injury situation, Coach, specifically? We already talked a little bit about Brent Baltus, but Stamen and when he might be able to come back?
I don't think Dylan's going to be ready until the GLI. He's out for this weekend already, so we will be without him again and Brent Baltus, and we've missed those two guys quite a bit here recently. So, but guys have filled in. It's nice to have Gillies healthy. It's nice to get Blacklock back. Like I said, Eric Peterson has made really good strides. So, knock on wood, we're going to try and get through this weekend healthy, and then we have a break. Then we'll see. Dylan, hopefully, will be ready for the GLI. That'll be a big boost. The only guy that I see won't be ready for the GLI at this point would be Brent Baltus. We should have everybody at that point as long as we get through this weekend okay.
Somebody wants you to rank Saturday's win, Coach, with some of the other 100-plus wins that you've had as a head coach at Michigan Tech.
Oh, boy. You got to live in the moment, so it's right up there. It's a regular season game, so it's obviously when the GLI title was pretty big. Our games at Michigan here a couple of years ago, with everything going on, were huge. Winning the regular season final last year at Northern to give us a share of the McNaughton Cup. There's winning out in Colorado College, I think, in the playoffs to get to the final five, which was a big upset to go out there and beat them twice. So there's been some big games, but that's up there as far as recent games go. And obviously this year, I think it's our biggest win. You know, we've had some good wins, but that one is a good win to keep us within distance of having a chance for the McNaughton Cup in the second half. And as we all know, last year we had a real good second half, and I think ever since I've been here we've been stronger in the second half, and I look to continue that this year with this team. And all our freshmen have gotten some valuable ice time now, and I really look forward. We've established our goaltending, I think, at this point, so the second half I think we've got a chance, and our schedule is much better as far as just overall travel and whatnot, and more home games and road games. And so we'll look to go. But answer that question, as far as this year, I think that's, our biggest win to date this year.
A couple of people have emailed in, Coach, asking about what you can talk about the new recruits.
Yeah, that's a good question, and we're going to release that within the next 2 weeks. So we signed quite a few players here at the early signing date, and We did get all our letters back, letters of intent that we expected. So we're excited about the class. And just because of our Alaska excursion and everything else going on, that we just wanted to wait till we got back. So within the next 2 weeks, we'll release that. But we're excited about the guys we've signed. And, you know, bodes well for the future of Michigan Tech hockey.
Had a recruit in this weekend, too, right?
Yeah, we had another recruit in this weekend. So he was here for Saturday night, not Friday night. So thank goodness. So at least he saw a win and whatnot. But that's ongoing. Yeah, we've had a number of recruits in, and we continue to go out to watch games. And, you know, that's got to be a big part of it. But players like the area. You know, they like the school. They like the academic aspect of it. They like the history of the Michigan Tech hockey program. They like where our program is headed now. So there's a lot of good things to sell.
All right. We have, if you have another question, you can email it in, dj@themix93.com. We'll take a quick break. Be back with more on the Mel Pearson Show right after these.
Spread the word. Tell all family members. Call your neighbors. It's Bucko's Party Store. 12 packs of Christmas sale. All 12 packs of bottled beer on sale. All Pepsi 12-pack cans, $2 for $9. All 2 liters, only $2 for $3. Keep things cool with nice ice prices. 4 bags, $5. Stay warm this winter with Keweenaw Alpaca gear. A holiday must is Bucko's Special Candy Cane Treats. All kinds of other great wine and liquor deals store-wide for the holidays. All sales do not include taxes or deposit. Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlack, Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Joe Strong, and Justin Sliss can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingun knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology cutting edge. Experience over 28 years. Results game changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. The Huskies head down a long bus trip to Ohio to take on Bowling Green and the Falcons, and they are led by Mitchell McClain with points right now. He's played 17 games, 10 goals, 10 assists, the junior forward. Spezia is very good. He's got 13. In fact, there's quite a crew with over 10 points right now. But so how does this matchup look, Coach, as far as our strengths and weaknesses to their strengths and weaknesses?
Well, very similar. It's almost like this weekend, you're gonna look at that team and it's almost like you're looking at the mirror. You know, they've got some good forwards up front. Obviously, McClain has played extremely well. He seems to have the hot hand as of late. And then you look on defense, you know, and they've got some very good defensemen, very similar to our team, you know, whether it's Walker on the point or you know, all these guys that they do have, in Chris Nellinette is you know, was a very good goaltender last year. I think he might have been first team all-conference. I know he's on the all-conference team last year, and he's very good. So when you look at their team, you know, when you look at goals for, goals against, power play, penalty killing, all the key stats, they're right there, I mean, with us. You know, they score a little bit more. Maybe they give up just a tad more, but they're a very good team. Got off to a real tough start, like we all did, it seems like. And not all of us, but ourselves, them, Ferris. I think three teams were picked to finish in the top four, got off to really slow starts this year. And now they've turned it around. So they're back to 500. I think at one point they were 0-6 and something.
Yeah, it was a really tough start.
0-6 and 1. I mean, anyway, and they're back to 500 now. So they've really turned the corner. They're a team that's expected to finish first in our league. You know, they're picked by the coaches and the media to finish first, and or one or the other. I'm not sure both, but but they're going to be, you know, at the end of the day, they're going to be right there at the end. They're too good a team. They have too much talent. obviously, we've had some great games with them. So